After living in the streets for a few days, these refugees would find out their own streets were now much scarier. Just across the border bridge, bodies lay on the ground. Patrols of young recruits crisscrossed the city in every direction. Even though soldiers were almost defeated by rebels, their presence is now everywhere. They come from every corner, moving menacingly in convoys, on foot, and bicycle. Trees were felled during the fighting, and the government has ordered remaining ones to be cut down because it says rebels hid behind them. The worst reminder are the bodies everywhere. It is hard to tell which ones were soldiers and which ones were rebels. The government accuses the rebels of being backed by Sudan, but the rebels say they are Chadians fighting for better governance. The bodies of the recent battles create a horrible odor. The fighting all the way to the center of the capital also caused huge economic losses. This man works for a cell phone provider, which had just started offering local service. He says the worst for businesses is actually not the bullet holes, but the looting that follows fighting. He says without any initial control, poor people grab whatever they can. He says he was lucky that a few computers in his tower were spared, but he says the damage of several days will hold back his company an entire year. The man still in control of the capital is longtime Chadian president Idriss Deby. He says whoever the assailants were and whoever their accomplices were, they will face the force of his army and justice. While emergency powers were extended, critical opinion in the media banned, Mr. Deby says there are many traitors, but that he will defend his power to the last. Soldiers who barely kept the capital under his control and needed military help from the former colonial power France to do so are claiming victory. But for residents, it is anything but a happy parade. Nico Columbant, VOA News, West Africa Bureau.